The feast we celebrate today of Peter and Paul is a bit ironic. Really, the only scripture passage we have of these two interacting is actually of them arguing. Paul is frustrated by Peter's actions, and he calls him out on it. But later, Paul says he received Peter's blessing to go off and minister to the Gentiles. At the end of their lives, both of these men would be killed in Rome during the same persecution. There's a lot of talk about unity today. Unity in the church, unity in the nation. A lot of talk about the world being very polarized. But it seems that we have always had conflict and always had disagreements. That is a healthy thing. Paul is arguing with Peter because St. Paul is deeply concerned with the Gentiles and serving them. St. Peter is deeply concerned with his ministry to lead the entire church, and so has to think beyond a single group. So the difference in their ministries leads to this conflict between the two. But the reason that we celebrate this feast today is because even in their differences and in their tension, each of them was still unified. They were unified because each was serving the Lord. Each had a mission. Each had a larger mission to the church in mind. Each was trying to serve God. Paul knew that he had a mission given to him by God to minister to the Gentiles. But he knew that Peter was given the ministry to be the head of the church, and so he owed him his obedience. So while they worked those differences out, each knew that the other was trying to follow the Lord and to do his will. Each knew that Peter was the head, while Paul knew that he had a special mission given to him by God. In these men's lives, both would be led to Rome. Both men served the Lord to the point that they died for him in Rome. Well, it seems that what we have little in the scriptures tells us that these men probably weren't the best of friends and probably got on each other's nerves. It still seems like a great example for us to follow today, that we can be in this church today with some very different people. People we like, people we don't like. People whose ministry in this life is very different than ours. But what unifies us in this church is not our personalities or our personal preferences, but it is instead our Lord. Each of us is here to serve Jesus Christ. Each of us is here to try and have a good relationship with God. Whenever we find ourselves getting frustrated with people who are different than ourselves, this is the best place to be. Because no matter how different they might seem, they are still children of God, created in his image. If we can keep that in mind, we might be able to be a little bit more patient and a little bit more curious about those who are different than ourselves, and understand that no matter what, we all have our origin in God and our Savior in Jesus Christ.